Today's episode is brought to you by Munchie Mug, the world's number one premium no-spill snack cup. Listen to today's episode for a special offer from Munchie Mug. Munchie Mug, making your life less messy. Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our recording studio slash our bedroom is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
That's when you okay, talk, Melissa.
Sorry.
Guys, we are rusty. We are a couple weeks back. We are live with you. By live, I mean it's Sunday. You're listening to this on Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Guys, time is a social construct. Honestly, time's not real. But we're here in this room. We're not running a rerun, is what we're saying.
Finally.
Yeah.
June was an absolute mess.
June was an absolute mess, but what we did is we got new flooring here in our studio. By that I mean our owner, after 10 and a half years of us being kind and patient and like, hey, maybe it would be great if our floors didn't have holes in them. And then eventually he was like, hey, I want to raise the rent. And you're like, this is a perfect time for us to mention how bad these floors are getting. So we got new floors here in the house that Andre owns, but you know, we get to live in them and it's really nice. And, you know, your phone listens to you a lot. And what I didn't count on was my phone listening to me talk about my new flooring and then immediately showing me memes making fun of this flooring.
Right.
Didn't see that coming. But you know what? We're renters. And when your owner says, hey, new floors, you go, yes, please.
Yeah, we're not in the construction or the reno. Home reno?
Is that short for renovation?
That's not our world.
No, but you did get a little taste of it. You did.
I did. As soon as I stepped in here, when the floors were throughout the house, I said, oh my gosh, we should have painted the walls too.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, I don't mean we. I mean
Andre.
We should have paid someone to do it, but we're not going to. So,
and by we mean our owner paying to do something. But what it means is we have wood flooring now everywhere throughout the house. And so you may notice things be a little more echoey in other rooms. So I'd like to take this moment to go, hey, Claire. Try not to yell so loud, please. We can hear you on the podcast. That's all. Just a little more echoey here. And, you know, in a different environment, maybe I'd be like, but I'm not. I can hear her because we got new floors. So we're going to talk a lot about that.
Yeah.
Flooring debacle situation and all that went. And a stunning development. The developers were behind schedule and overpriced, which I know is not common for contractors. I know that they're usually early and under, but they weren't this time. But we're going to get way into that stuff later. Before we do, a couple of things. We are sitting here right now. I woke up in Chicago today. I'm here in San Diego right now here on this Sunday, the 10th. That's right.
Yeah.
And I just want to say a special thank you to my last two weekends of shows. First off, San Diego at Mic Drop Comedy Club. Unbelievable. That club is great. Those crowds were great. Even that Friday late show, you were okay.
You were 98% great.
I'll give you 64% great.
I was going by the math of there was 100 people and 2 people were bad.
Yeah. First off, there was not 100 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the Saturday late show was more full.
Yeah.
But that's how it goes.
And if you live in San Diego and you didn't come to those shows, you're bad, because my middle was this little up and comer in the comedy scene named Taylor Tomlinson. 2.5 Netflix specials in, and she came down and we hung out with her sisters and her brother. We went to Public Square, that's a great coffee shop here in the La Mesa area. We had a great brunch scenario. The shows were so fun. Mic Drop was the coolest. I love it so much. Thank you, Mic Drop, for being so good to us, to our family, to the crowds. They treat you there. It's fantastic. It's perfect. It's all the stuff.
It was fantastic.
Yep. We're going to release a clip probably this or next week. It is, Mic Drop has, they're kind of going for an Alice in Wonderland thing.
Yeah.
And they really committed to the bit. And so it's right. I mean, it's the Cheshire Cat right behind you. And then it's just chaos of trinkets. I mean, it's like an antique shop behind you.
Potions and bottles.
It's amazing. And last show, we'd sold well all weekend. I felt very good. I felt very loose. and I just went on an ADD expedition.
The last 10 minutes after doing 4 hours of comedy.
Right.
You lost it.
I just...
you turned around.
I went mad.
Yeah.
I was like an Alice in Wonderland. I was the Mad Hatter. I just went crazy and I just started touching everything and
commenting
having
on it.
A sensory experience and seeing what was bolted in. It wasn't bolted in and it was just a blast. And it was all the shows were fantastic. So thank you for coming out to those. For those of you asking, when's the next show in San Diego? Next year. That's what you do, guys.
Yeah.
You go back to markets once a year if you write enough. I'm trying to think I do. If you're a Patreon, you know about something special, by the way. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
All I'm going to say is if you are a Patreon, which is a way that you can give a little more to the pod and get a little more from the pod and all things Dustin Nickerson comedy, in addition to getting like extra merch and discounts and all kinds of stuff, you know, you get a Cameo, which I'm on Cameo, by the way. I'm on normal Cameo. If you're like,
real
I don't want to be a Patreon, I'm on real Cameo.
Patreon
yeah.
Cameo.
So did we mention that I'm on the old Cameo?
No.
Yeah, go get the Cameo, guys. We got birthdays and weddings. What are we? We're past dads and grads. We're anniversaries. I'll give you a killer anniversary Cameo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a comedian and an author of a marriage book. I am your guy. And I might bring this.
What about like if you have a baby?
Yes.
Let's go on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love the baby stuff. Mm-hmm. I got, And I might even bring the energy that I have right now. I don't know if you can tell right now, but I am hyped.
Yeah, you're shaking.
Nah, I am. I missed talking to the backseaters. I have a lot of fans out there. None of them do I like more than you, but I'm hitting my notes right now.
Awesome.
Things
you're
are
dialed
articulate.
In. We better write it.
Dialed in.
Gosh,
Melissa, we forgot to hit record. Oh.
No. Okay. No. Sidestep. We got a Patreon Zoom hang in 2 weeks and a half.
Yeah, where are we going to be in the world on that one?
That's July 24th. We're going to do...
live from Nashville.
4 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're 2 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah, we're going to be in Nashville.
Yeah, we will be in Nash Vegas. The stupidest term.
Anyway.
Nashville's great. That show's July 24th.
The 23rd is 23rd. Saturday. 24th is the
4
Zoom.
4 p.m. show.
The Zoomer.
The booker reached out to me. I'm just letting whatever thought comes to mind go. And the booker reached out to me and was like, hey, do you want to switch that to Sunday at night? And because the Sunday canceled. And I thought about it because that is a better comedy time.
Yeah.
And then I pulled you and I pulled Taylor Tomlinson and I pulled a good manager friend of mine named Paul Steele. And we all said, no, keep it. They bought tickets.
They already got their babysitter for Saturday.
You guys, parents, here's the thing about parents. A, we love early stuff. I don't mind an early thing. Are you kidding me?
That way the babysitter, if you have little kids, they don't have to put the little kids to bed.
Yeah, or, piece of cake.
Know, it's
yeah.
so easy.
Or you can, or they can, and you can just do the show early, which is great for me. Shouldn't be too drunk of a crowd at 4 p.m.
No.
If so, you have a problem.
Yeah.
If you're drunk at my 4 p.m. show in Nashville, which if there's any city that might be, it would be Nashville.
Zany's has brunch shows.
Yeah, I know. I've done them.
Sunday,
the last brunch
right?
show that I did was like 2.5 years ago, and they were so chatty. And,
oh, no.
And I was not in a good, I got so frustrated. I kind of blacked out. I don't really remember what I said. But what Dusty Slay said to me afterwards, he goes, that was great. He goes, you stopped being a comedian and you just turned into a dad. You just gave him a full dad lecture.
Yeah, you had been out of town like 10 days and you had recently had that concussion. I remember.
Yeah. So, there was a lot going on.
Yeah, you were just helping out a friend.
Listen,
but
there were some panic attacks on the horizon.
It didn't go well.
You know, but it's, the road is hard. But we're such a, we have such issues as comedians. I'm like, do another set. I'll just do another set, of course. I shouldn't rest during this 1 p.m. slot.
No.
I should just
go
work. No, I should do 5 sets today. Let's do 5 sets today. So anyways, do check out our Patreon if you want to know about that special thing.
Yeah.
Because the rest of you don't get to hear it until probably August.
Okay.
I'm not good at holding in news.
No. You're not.
Guys, the news is. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, it's almost August. So you just hold tight.
Yeah. That's true. And I've got 2 weeks of intense touring / family vacation that we take off for in the morning. Before we get to that, so thank you everyone that came in San Diego. Chicago, spectacular. Five days of shows, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Five shows.
That's
a ton of shows. And I think it's the most I've ever headlined in a market before.
I think so, especially in a row.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. I don't think I've ever done five shows in a weekend. I've done some four shows, and I've done plenty of threes and twos and one-nighters and stuff like that. But five shows, all of them sold well. Chicago, you guys were late buyers. Late. I'm going to tell you, okay, for those of you who are planning to come see Dustin Nickerson Comedy,
seasonal headliner tour?
On the seasonal headliner tour right here. I'm going to be real with you, as real as I can. I'm going to tell you which shows you can procrastinate on, okay?
We are doing that currently with a couple bands.
Yeah.
And yeah, we need to make decisions as well and just buy the tickets.
Yeah. This weekend, this Wednesday, I'm at the San Francisco Punchline. You can probably buy that day of. I'm just going to be real here. Huntsville, you can buy after the show. We're not going to sell a lot of tickets in Huntsville. Nashville will sell out. Probably. It sold out last time.
Yeah.
On the 23rd. And Appleton on the 29th and 30th, plenty of seats there.
Okay.
Phoenix is selling well on the 31st of July, but that's the biggest comedy club in America. There'll be plenty of rooms. Yeah. Right. August 11th, Sacramento. I wouldn't wait. I'm just saying, I wouldn't wait. Bakersfield, 8/13. And that's probably going to sell out too.
Awesome.
I'm just telling you that right now. Now, the 14th in Oxnard, California, I mean, to say there are available tickets, I mean...
Is it an understatement?
Right now, if we were to do the show right now...
Okay.
It would be like we were a whitewater raft in the ocean. We're a small group in a huge room. So,
okay,
tickets available. And same with August 17th in Irvine.
Yeah, those are big rooms.
Big rooms. Mm-hmm. Seattle, we've already sold out two of the shows. The Saturday shows on the 27th already sold out. So the 26th, those will move. Spokane on 8/28, probably going to be okay to procrastinate on that. And then I would say August 31st in Raleigh, September 1st in Charlotte, September 2nd and 3rd in Indy, September 4th in Kansas City, September 9th and 10th in Salt Lake City. All of those, I would say, if you're thinking about procrastinating, you probably could. I don't like that you're procrastinating, by the way. I would love you to not procrastinate, but you probably can, because A, there's plenty of room. They're big rooms, or we'll add shows if they sell out. Atlanta, September 16th, probably going to sell out. September 17th in Minneapolis, the early show has already sold out. There's 80 tickets left on the late show.
Oh, 10 p.m.
Yeah, you know. September 18th in Portland might sell out. We've already sold a lot of tickets there. After that, September 25th in Louisville, you're fine. September 29th, Houston. I would get all the Texas shows.
Yeah.
I would get Houston, Austin, Dallas. We just added the Improv on October 2nd. Buy tickets to that at the Addison Improv. We also just added October 14th and 15th in Detroit, and then October 19th in Philly, and October 28th and 29th in St. Louis. And
you said Detroit.
It's Royal Oak. That's a suburb of Detroit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Detroit's a weird market, and that's the best club there. So that's where we play. That's where I do the joke that I think Royal Oak is at 10 Mile, you know, in the famous 8 Mile thing.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my gosh, it really got a lot better in 2 miles.
I think I messed up. I think I am I, and I said Minnesota instead of Michigan. I think I might have.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I think I did.
You guys, Melissa.
In our subscriber email.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Ugh.
So check all those shows out, everybody. DustinNickerson.com/shows. So Chicago, you guys were fantastic. I mean, Chicago is my favorite city to do comedy in, because they are this mix of Midwest nice and big city a-hole. Mm-hmm. And that's who I feel like I am as a person, that I am mostly kind. Oh, I had the meanest person. This is the meanest thing someone's ever done to me at a show. I don't think I told you this yet.
No.
Okay, so Thursday night. First sellout in the Chicago market of my career.
Okay.
I haven't had a lot of sellouts. How many shows have I ever sold out? Just Nashville?
Like a handful.
No, I think it's only Nashville. I think this is only the second show I've ever sold out ever.
I mean, you sold a couple, but they haven't happened yet.
Right. So, we're new to this ticket selling business.
Yeah.
We're enjoying the good stock that is Dustin Nickerson Comedy before the economy crashes. hypothetically.
Put their tickets on offer up.
Yeah. So it's my second sellout ever. All right.
Yeah.
And Nashville is a big market for me. Chicago, You have to understand, I have toured Chicago, but not a ton over the years. And I get off stage, I'm literally high-fiving people. Everybody's happy with the show. And earlier in that night, there was a couple that came in late and they knocked on the side. The way that Zany's downtown works is you're in Old Town. It's like a shoebox. It's the tiniest little club. It seats like 120 max. Okay. It's an old strip club. And you enter where the main door is where the stage is. Oh. And so the state that when you're on stage, your back is to the street. You can hear the cars and stuff. It's kind of like how Madhouse House is downtown, except that's where they enter too. So once the show starts, the main entrance closes and you have to come through this like little back alley to come in. So this couple comes in and I open the door for them. I kind of smile at them.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm like, if they know who I am, this is a big deal to them that I randomly opened this alley trash door to them. And they don't know who I am. And I was like, whatever, still counts. It's a sellout. And I go and I high five everybody as I get off the stage. Everybody's fantastic. And then I see that couple.
Yeah.
And then the girl goes, no high five from me. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was like, I thought she was just like silly me. It was like a germ thing.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I go, oh man, even after I opened the door for you earlier and you guys earlier, I was being smiley because, you know, I'm very smiley up there. And she goes, oh, that was you? She goes, you were better at that job. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I go, and I like nervous laughed and I go, oh my gosh, why are you so full of hate? And I couldn't even think of anything funny to say. I mean, they were, if like the energy after the show, if Carry Me Out on Their Shoulders was a 10, I was at an 8. Everyone was pretty happy with me.
You're like, just leave.
Thank God, though. Thank God it had been a good show and I had sold tickets. Because if it had been a bad show with bad ticket sales.
Did you see her face during your performance?
No, they were very far away, thankfully. Well, that's good. Because they came late to a sold out show.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what I'm telling you. That's what I like about Chicago is you always know where you stand with the people.
But they must have come forward. No, she told you that from the back of the room.
No, she told me that. Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't clear. As I leave the stage, I have to walk through the whole crowd. And they were in the way back. Yeah. So I'm literally setting up merch in the back of the room. Oh, and that's where they are. And they say that. So
they bought a shirt?
Everybody else did, baby. It's a good feeling when you get to the end of the week. It's a good and a bad feeling when you get to the end of the weekend. Because you're like, oh, I'm out of merch. Everything's sold. And then you're like, oh, I should have brought more.
Well, that's like your venue size.
That's the venue size.
You're like, oh, we sold out so quick. Oh, I should have
booked a bigger venue
or we didn't sell out.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Exactly.
Jaws.
Oh, I didn't know that reference off the top of my head, but yes.
Did you not?
I mean,
Melissa was raised very conservatively.
Not off the top of my head.
No. I'll be like, did you ever watch Hey Arnold? And you'd be like, no, not that X-rated Nickelodeon stuff. Not that worldly things.
We were just doing
Adventures of Odyssey or whatever that was.
But when I was like in high school, college, you know, my mom did hit HGTV pretty hard.
That's right. Charlene went down an HGTV wormhole and we didn't see her for the better part of a couple years.
That was just on.
Yeah. No.
That
Charlene
was just
was
on
gone.
In the home.
Yeah. Yep. It was constant. Mm-hmm.
So when we did get cable, it was HGTV. That's what we got.
Yeah. You know how some families just have like news on all the time? Charlene just had a steady white noise of home redecoration.
And they were the early ones too, like Trading Spaces.
She come from a home from a hard day of teaching the third graders and just veg and just get some inspiration. I love it. I love it so much. Chicago, it's so fine. That happened.
Actually, you get to judge people's home decisions.
Right.
With like,
oh my gosh.
Without their money.
Yeah.
No, they're like, our budget's $2 million.
Yeah. There's people sitting in like trailer homes going like, oh, I would have never made that choice. My gosh.
Those curtains are terrible.
Yeah. Exactly. They're sitting on like, you know, some Thomas the Train rug on laminate flooring going like, that's kind of a tacky choice. That right there. I would have gone for like a, you know, more of a I'm trying to think of the word mod.
Yeah. We don't know home
what's
improvement.
What's that color? No, the color like mode.
Oh, you're thinking of mauve.
Mauve. I've got more of a mauve dress. I don't even feel dumb that I don't know that word, by the way.
No, I thought like mod is
modern. Yeah.
Yeah, like mid-century mod. Yeah. Modern. Yeah.
Chicago, I don't know. We ate so Chicago, you are going to die in. I told them that on stage. Here are the things that Chicago is most known for. Deep dish pizza, which apparently none of the locals eat. It's a tourist thing. They okay. say that, and I'm yeah. like, these restaurants are full, and people don't go on vacation to Chicago that much. FYI. Like, this is, yeah. you know. I mean, they okay. do. It's a big Midwest thing, but the Chicago destination
well, how
is.
Often could you really eat that?
That's the thing. It's an extraordinary, it takes 40 minutes, which is a long time for a pizza.
Yeah, because they're it takes so long to cook.
It's the opposite.
It's like a cake.
It's like yeah. the it's the opposite of New York. And what Joel said, it's what did he say? It's like they put a lasagna on pie crust.
Nice.
And that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's great, but you don't we felt like
you don't feel great afterwards.
You feel terrible. You can't yeah. have plans after. Yeah. And then Chicago style hot dogs, which are just, you know, Polish dogs with every piece of crap on them you could imagine.
Sure.
And then we went, when Joel and I went to Willis Tower, Sears Tower, I'm gonna call it what it really is. You can't come for me, cancel culture. We went there and they actually, it's really cool because they have this like market downstairs we can choose from a lot of different places, and Joel spotted Do Right's donuts and chicken, which is exactly that. You can get like
fried donuts.
Yeah, yeah. And you can combo them if you want. You can get a chicken sandwich on donuts. And I was like, I would like to live. I don't need to die today.
I wonder if the donuts taste like
that would
chicken.
Kill you faster than jumping off the Sears Tower. There are two ways to kill yourself at Willis Tower. Do Right or just plunge from the top. But it's and then the other one that they're really known for, like their Chicago mix popcorn. They have a couple of them, like Gardetto's.
That's it.
I think
for
not
me.
Gardetto's. That's not the one. I'm gonna get this right. You would have lost your mind.
I know. I have a problem with like homemade flavored popcorns.
Yeah, and
the Brad Garrett's Comedy Club in Vegas
right.
sells a local popcorn vendor, and it's, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Garrett
it's
popcorn.
So good.
And yeah. theirs is their main mix, the Chicago mix.
Okay, what is it?
Is the cheddar and
caramel
one.
Yes.
Mixed together. Oh my gosh. Joel and I, we got a large.
Oh,
and we're
man.
Like, well, we'll bring some home to the girls.
I saw the bag.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah,
tote
yeah.
bag
yeah.
they gave you, but
it
no
was,
popcorn.
Oh, yeah, no. I brought home my dirty socks.
Yeah.
In the bag that was supposed to be for yours, you know. It was great. It was, and we were like,
yeah,
we'll,
it's fine.
And then we're like, we'll bring it to the baseball game 2 days from now. It didn't make it to the baseball game.
So we, good.
It was such a big thing that we're like, we'll eat some now, and then we'll eat some at the movie because we went and saw Thor, which we'll talk about later, and then we'll bring some to the game. It didn't make it through the night. It didn't make it through the night.
You know, do you remember when kettle corn came out?
I mean, I remember the kettle corn fad. It like really picked up when all of our teachers had like side jobs making kettle corn all of a sudden.
Outside of the grocery store. He was, that was a great.
That was a weird
thing.
Yeah, yeah, because he was the health teacher. And I'm like, I saw you put a condom on a cucumber today in eighth grade, and now you're selling popcorn in the Fred Meyer.
And he was also an assistant track coach at my school.
He's a great dude, too. Really good human. Just a very funny mix of things to have.
Well, teachers kind of have to be entrepreneurial.
Right, right.
You know, but depending on their scenarios.
But if I recall, I didn't know you right when kettle corn came out, but I would imagine
that was
kettle corn was your
big thing for me.
HGTV, I would think.
It's salty and sweet and popcorn. Like that's every time I would go to like a minor league baseball game or major league baseball game, I would get the big one. I would get the big bag. I was like, you guys are out here eating hot dogs and sushi. They had sushi Safeco.
Yeah.
And I would just get a huge $8 bag of kettle corn.
So good. Yeah, no, we...
It's lunch, it's dessert, it's everything.
You feel terrible after it, you know, especially because you spilled so much of it because you didn't have a munchie mug. Yeah! Munchie mug's back, everybody! Munchie mug is back, and did I bring up that popcorn for 4 minutes to get to munchie mug? Yes.
I sidestepped with the kettle corn.
You knew I was coming back. I don't think you did. I think that was a true... you guys... one of our favorite sponsors in the history of Don't Make Me Come Back There is back.
That's
Munchie
right.
Munchie Mug. Oh my gosh, Munchie Mug. We are such a fan of this product. Munchie Mug, if you're unfamiliar, mm-hmm. we've got to kind of start from, you know, the bottom here, is Munchie Mug is a spill-proof cup. So whatever you got, what do you get? That caramel corn?
Yep.
You got the cheddar? You got the kettle?
Well,
you
know,
got the mix.
The little babies got to be careful with popcorn.
Right. But adults don't want to spill.
Adults.
This. Yeah. Whatever it is that you have in your life that you don't want to spill, you put it in here and mm-hmm. it's not going to spill. And it's super portable and it's dishwasher safe and it's made here in the USA and it's got this really nice little soft lid situation.
The fabric soft lid is really the selling point.
I've gone down mm-hmm. ADD, you know, expeditions just having a sensory experience.
Yep.
Just mm-hmm. with that right there. Oh, and they have 11 colors now, including neutrals like mauve. No, gray, black, and white for the boring baby in your life.
Hey, you know. For the minimalist in your life.
Have you ever looked at a baby and go, you know what color suits you? Gray. You've got a real depressed vibe here. And they have printed jars, or you can do blank jars and get some cute sticker sheets. It's like the Crocs of spill-proof cups. You can personalize it, whatever you want. And shipping on their website is always free. So you go to Munchie Mug.
Depending on your baby's design motif.
Yeah. So what you do is you go to munchiemug.com where you can use promo code Don't Make Me, all one word, no apostrophe, Don't Make Me for 20% off and free shipping on your order of the world's number one premium no spill
snack cup.
Munchiemug.com. No, that wasn't
making your life
less messy. Very good. I forgot about that one. I did what was the hotels.com or some other one. I did some other thing altogether.
Yeah, but we're back.
It's good to have you back, Munchie Mug. We mm-hmm. missed you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got lots of things to recap. We went down an HGTV popcorn thing.
Yeah.
I do have mm-hmm. some shows we want to recap. I'm just going to hit these.
Let's, why don't we do a little comedy talk?
Okay.
And bring it home?
I don't want to do
with
that.
With a munchie. Bingo dingo? I don't know. Where's the ADD leading?
I hate that plan.
Great. Well,
I'm not going to lie, Melissa.
Do whatever you want, babe.
I'm not going to lie. The dopamine's gone.
I knew this was going to happen. You used it all up.
I'm crashing hard.
Well, what are we going to do now?
I went hard for a half an hour. That was an 800, right? I couldn't mm-hmm. do the full mile. I ran at an 800 pace, but it was a...
Only a half.
Right.
So you did a 1200. You have one more lap.
Right.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Well, it'd all be right. nice if you contributed.
Fine.
No, that's fine. No, I've got...
I got it.
Here
Let's
we go.
Do the fresh bingo dingo.
Here we
Let's
go.
Get
oh,
you
we got
back.
Some bingo dingos.
Let's get
Let's
you
go.
Back.
Okay. So we have three bingo dingos to do.
Yeah, but are we going to spread them out over the two episodes?
No, we're going to hit them all right now. Bingo dingos.
Bingo dingos.
We have three bingo dingos to review. One,
okay.
Actually, we have four. I'm going to do four.
Okay.
Ready? Wait. And two of them you have to do
by
yourself.
Okay, but we do have another episode.
I know.
Okay.
I know. First bingo dingo we're going to do is Thor, Love and Thunder. Second one we're going to do is the Brandi Carlile Show. Third one we're going to do is Leanne Morgan, stand-up comedian.
Okay.
And then fourth one we're going to do is Nate Bargatze, stand-up comedian. Now, I've not seen Leanne Morgan, but you saw the two of them combined. So you're going to review those shows because you took the kids to them.
Okay.
Let's start with Thor, Love and Thunder. Now, let me ask, let's start here, because we are a family podcast and we talk about family things. You saw this with an 8-year-old who was in kind of a bit of a place at the time. Yeah. I saw this with a high school male. Your son? If anything, it wasn't immature enough for him. though there was more language and like several sex jokes that I didn't, that I was like, all right, we're hitting that orgy joke a lot. They made that one quite a bit, but
yeah, that was just in the
one scene. But still, which is fine. All that stuff goes over the head of. But so we're gonna be coming at this from different angles of who we saw.
Yeah, I saw it with a full family and me and Claire
in a drive-in. So you go first, and you hit me with your review, and also kind of the experience of watching it with a second grader or a third grader now.
Yeah, yeah. Claire wasn't in top form. The movie started late. The driving couldn't get it going, so it was like 8:45 when it started.
Was it just too dark, or what happened?
No, they
or
had wasn't dark sound enough. I mean, and film issues. So, yeah, it was. We were just sitting there in the dark waiting.
Oh, sound like driving issues. Yeah.
But overall, I've been waiting for this movie for like 6 months to a year.
You've been very excited about this movie.
I've been so excited about this movie. I wore my Marvel shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you were in a car. So many of the actors in it.
Mm-hmm.
You had told me that Christian Bale's character was scary, but no scarier than like Wanda from
Doctor
Strange.
Right. We're going mostly spoiler review here. If we do some, or spoiler
free. I'll keep it spoiler free.
Yeah, we'll go spoiler free here.
But there's a lot of fun cameos, and it's funny. The animals in it were like...
A child's highlight, probably, right?
Well, they're... Okay, the two animals that push the ship.
Yeah.
So funny. Like in a juvenile, silly way.
Did Claire love that? I think she did, because she's been doing that noise around the house.
Our kids sound like that.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, it's actually just a 15-year-old boy.
Very fun. I like that they incorporated the Guardians in, because that was super fun. For me, it is scary for little ones, you know, but drive-in helps with that. You just put a blanket over their heads. And
it's very easy to not get scared at a drive-in, because you can literally see the outside world around you.
Yeah, you're staring at the stars.
Yeah, you're not as... you can see how this is just a movie in that scenario.
And you can talk. You can be like, this isn't real.
Right.
This is the guy from the Newsies. But anyways,
that's what everybody thinks of when they say Christian Bale.
Yeah,
Santa Fe.
It doesn't even look like him. His
Santa Fe.
No accent. He had a very...
How's the rest of that song go?
Are you there?
No, you gotta hit it.
Well, I wasn't ready.
Well, you started.
I would start lower.
5, 6, 7, 8.
So that's what they call a family. Mother, father, sister, son. Aren't you glad? No one's waiting up for you. Yeah.
Oh, you really got into it. Yeah, keep going, show tune it.
And then you don't have a family. Da 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 da. But aren't you glad you got a dream called Santa Fe? Santa Fe.
There it is.
Are you there? Do you swear you won't forget me? If I could, would you let me come and stay?
Oh, you're really nice at the
end. I love that song.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
I was kind of.
He wants to leave, and get out. And,
It's a musical for children. It's not that deep of an idea.
Well,
oh wait, he wants to leave.
He wants to leave.
Where does he want to go?
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie.
Where does he do? Is
Santa
Oh, he wants
Fe.
To go to Santa Fe. Oh, that's what Santa Fe means.
Oh,
I thought it was more of a metaphor.
You know what? It hit.
Yeah.
You know?
I get it. Well, it's 5 out of 5 Newsies review for Bingo Dingo. 5 out of 5 Bingo Dingo.
I haven't even tried to get the kids to watch that movie because they would hate it.
Yeah.
And I can't handle that.
No, I agree. So I agree with that. That's when they were like, what's your favorite movie? And I said Beetlejuice. And they're like, that movie is so boring. How dare you?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton is a genius. Hey!
And then the fight at the end of Thor is super fun, so you'll enjoy that if you haven't seen it yet. It is a very sad movie, but it's also very comical, so it breaks it up. I liked it a lot. I'm doing it 5 out of 5. I'm doing it.
Bingo dingoes to the easiest reviewer.
Yeah,
the softest.
Mel's always a 4.5. Today it's a 5.
Mel's never given anything under a 4.
I'm a harsh critic.
Yeah.
Movie critic.
Yeah. We asked Melissa to give a Bingo Dingo review to Getting Your Hand Burned on a Stovetop. She gave it 4.1. My hand was cold. It did warm it up.
I'm a bad film critic, but what can I say? I wanted to see this movie and I got to see it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Melissa's just happy to see a movie.
Exactly.
There have been 4 Thor movies.
Yeah.
Thor, Thor Dark World, Thor Ragnarok, Thor Love and Thunder. This is firmly rooted in second place. Now, when Thor Ragnarok is number one, they're all going to be in second place.
There was no way to top.
There was no
Thor Ragnarok.
And it was some of it comes in the era of when these MCU movies come out, when you're still maybe a little less exhausted by the characters. Because like Ragnarok introduced you to like these ideas, these like more complex ideas of Thor and where he was at and his, you know, he really like suffered like crazy in Ragnarok and both Endgame and Infinity War. And you're like, oh, gosh, Thor's still getting dealt a bad hand here. But I guess if you live that long, eventually that happens. That's kind of the whole point there. I thought it was it was great. It was great. It was good. It was good. I'm going to say that movie was good. I was not blown away by it.
Sure.
But also, Korg is great, but it's not my introduction to Korg. Because you're like, well, I already know he's great. I thought some of the... I hate what I'm about to say here. I thought some of the pacing was weird. I was like, okay, we're starting here and we're jumping here. And
but after watching, like, what was it? Superwoman? No.
Superwoman?
No. I'm going to find it.
Wanda?
After watching...
Doctor Strange?
Wonder Woman,
yeah.
I'm used to crazy pacing.
Yeah, that's true.
Now we're in the 80s. Now we're in an art museum. Now we're in some Egyptian land.
Well, and I'll tell you what's happening now is comic book movies are comic books now. And that you go, yeah, the stakes don't matter. There's just, it's always a global thing. And this is going to happen. And the gods are going to get killed or everyone's going to be gone. And the
strongest hero in the world can't beat the villain.
Yeah, and what happens in comic books is there will be good arcs, good storylines, good writers, good eras, and then duds. And this was not a dud. It wasn't amazing. It was solid. It was funny. It was a good time. Now, I also was kind of tired when I saw it too.
Yeah.
And I just was like, okay, I've seen Star-Lord banter. I've kind of seen all the stuff. You know, you're like, this is coming from one of the biggest Marvel. I went to Thor on opening night. I stood in line for the original Thor. All right.
Yeah.
I've been in on this, on the MCU out the gate. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, I think I've kind of, I'm not fatigued. I'm just not as like, I can't wait to see this.
And I think since we watched all of like Marvel and most of DC during the pandemic as a family, I just associate it with like family entertainment.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, so I'm less critical, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm actually not fully, you know, it's not for my enjoyment. It's just a family.
I thought it was silly at times. I thought it was very serious and heavy at times.
Of the premises or like themes, very dark.
Very dark. Christian Bale's great in it.
Although
a lot of his scenes are weird. It's fun to have Natalie Portman back.
Valkyrie is great.
It's hard to know what tone the movie is going to be at times. Mm-hmm. And that's where it felt a little bit janky. Like, oh, are we being silly? Are we doing Marvel quibs? Are we doing all the things that they always do? But that being said, it's a romping good time. Sorry, I turned into the TV guy. Critic. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, it's all quibby. And then they're like in the water and you're like, oh my gosh.
Right.
This is very serious.
Yeah. It gets pretty serious at certain times.
Serious from times.
I'll give it a 3.8.
Okay.
And then a 5. And I'd give Ragnarok like a 4.9.
Sure.
That and Winter Soldier are my 2 favorites. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, if anyone, if Kevin Feige over at MCU is listening, smaller stakes movies, please. I can't do global catastrophe anymore. I can't do, not even global, universal catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
Winter Soldier was high stakes, but it felt like a spy movie. Just give me one person. You know what I actually really liked about this? Okay.
What?
And I will say this is a mild spoiler. Okay, I'll give
it. Just skip it if you haven't seen it.
Skip the next 20 seconds or so if you haven't seen it or you don't want any type of spoiler whatsoever. Thor gets a nice closure, though I don't think the character's done. The character's not done by any sense. He gets a nice closure in a way that I didn't see coming.
No, I think it was a lot more heartwarming than I expected.
Because they're doing the thing now where they have to give closure to some of their big characters, their big actors, mm-hmm. and Robert Downey. And Iron Man got peace. He died. He got to sacrifice and die the hero.
Yeah.
And Cap got the best send-off. He went back in time and got to be with Peggy and all that. And this one with Thor went in a very different direction that I didn't see coming. So there you go.
And that's also Star-Lord.
He's not done at all. What are you talking about?
No, I know, but he had that... he had closure that he was, he was trying to lead Thor in that. No, you're not going to go with me on this.
I get what you're saying.
Okay.
But
that's
no.
That's fine.
Okay. Oh, well. Second Bingo Dingo review. A couple weeks ago, we saw Brandon Carlyle at the Greek. Brandon Carlyle has been our favorite artist for a long time ago. Listen, I'm going to be honest here, guys. I love Brandon Carlyle. I was going to enjoy the show no matter what. Here's what I'm actually reviewing. Ready? I'm not reviewing Brandi Carlile. I'm reviewing Los Angeles concert goers. You remain the absolute worst crowds in the world. Los Angeles, you lovely, broken, vain, shallow,
rich.
Beautiful, rich, cool, artistic city. You have just no character at shows. You never do. Every concert I go to there is just a snooze fest energy. Your comedy crowds are mediocre.
Can't wait to sit down.
And I know that if you're in LA listening to this, you're a good person and you like a good comedy show. Mm-hmm. And when we schedule a comedy show in there, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a romping good time. It's my new thing. A romping good time. But the Greek is... maybe my favorite venue.
It's so great.
I don't think there's a venue that, and I don't like going to concerts there because I don't like all the LA people there.
I know. They're snooty and snoozy.
Snooty and snoozy. Snooty and snoozy. Mm-hmm. Now, the Fonz was there. Henry Winkler was there.
I found him.
You did.
Yep.
Well, you did find him. And he also came in late with the Technicolor Dreamcoat on and waving to everybody. And my favorite moment of the concert was taking a picture of the woman in front of me taking the worst picture of Henry Winkler in history. But what a career that guy's had. That guy was big in the 70s.
It's insane.
As the young, cool guy. And even when you go watch Happy Days, you're like, he's pretty old. He's not...
No, he's not a high schooler.
Right. Yeah. Was he supposed to be a high schooler in it or no?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so.
No, I think
was
so.
Was he?
And Ron Howard, too.
Yeah. Who's
Ron Howard? I didn't know this. His daughter was in Jurassic Park. I didn't know.
Really?
It makes sense. Yeah.
Was Fawn supposed to be in high school? I thought he was like
I think so. Was he like, he had repeated school?
Fonzie was supposed to be a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
No one is denying that Henry Winkler looks super cool, but most of us look great that he didn't look like a teenager.
Yeah.
16, that's hilarious.
Yes.
Not even like, I'd have given him like 19, 20. If you know what they would do if they made the if they made Happy Days now, the Fonz would be a guy who is 20 and kept getting held back, and he would have like a sad side storyline. About he's like, how things are bad at home. Because that's how shows have to be now. They're like, you have to really bring it home. He's like, yeah, things aren't so good at home, man.
Oh. Just like
everyone thinks
Freaks
I'm so
Geeks.
Cool, but I can't read.
Yeah.
I can hit this jukebox, but I can't even pick a song because I can't read.
Yeah, but back then in the 70s, he was just cool
was
and
just
old.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably a womanizer. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know the show.
Well, we haven't watched Barry season 3 because everything that we hear is that it's super intense. And you know what? We don't like, we can't go
we
through that.
We don't have time
right
for that. Did your computer just die?
It's all right. I know what the last two things are.
Okay.
You went to, just give a review of this show, actually. So you had a chance. Nate Bargatze was in town. I hung out with him during the day or during the evening. We went and played some poker. I got robbed on the river. Oh, my gosh. I got rocked on the final hand. I was going to win that game. But somebody, none of these words are going to mean anything to you.
Sure.
But I flopped a full house. I had a full house and we flipped over and the guy got runner, runner, pair, pair and ended up beating me with a better full house. I mean, as far as beats go, that is a bad poker beat. I know, again, none of that means anything to you.
I know what a full house is, but...
Yeah. Do you? What is it?
I know it from Yahtzee.
Yeah?
It's two of a kind and three of a kind.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What a... Melissa has actually a crippling gambling addiction. It's not great, but we're working through
it. It's based in popcorn.
But we were all going to go to the show. And yeah. then and the fair, we're going to talk more about yeah. the floor debacle yeah. on the next episode. Really, this episode is a two-parter. It's you getting this and yeah. we're gonna hit on record here in about 3 minutes and then get back into the next one. But
so I've seen two comedy shows at fairs.
At the San Diego Fairgrounds. At the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
I saw Gaffigan a couple years ago with the big kids.
With Ted Alejandro as the opening. And this one was kind of a dual show.
Yeah.
Well, three comics. Nick Vicky.
Yep. Nick. And then who I've seen and hung out with before. Mm-hmm. And then Leanne Morgan and Nate Bargatze. And I saw Nate. I don't know, in the winter or in
you
the
fall?
You saw
Nate, yeah, at the Balboa.
At the Balboa. So it was fun to see like the progression of his hour.
Oh, it's so good.
He was just starting, rebuilding it.
Right.
And so that was great. Yeah. So fun. And I took the big kids again since Claire was sick. I hadn't seen Leanne live, just like on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I loved her. It was very fun to see her around Nate's audience. Mm-hmm. And Nate did a lot of like fair riffs and stuff.
Did he?
Like he called his dad before the show and was like, "Dad, remind me, you know, because he does stuff about how they didn't go on vacations and
how
going to the fair like was their vacation."
Hilarious.
And Leanne too had that great opening line about she played a fair in Tennessee, but there was a cow giving birth,
like a
stall over, and nobody was at her show.
Yeah, this is when she was just like, I was the beginning of my, I couldn't get booked in court. I couldn't. Melissa is a doll. She is all, she is a doll. Your children are so sweet. She is,
she's just, everything she says is so funny to me.
Yeah.
And so we were all dying because she goes through her three kids in her act. And we have three kids and two of them were there. And she has a joke about letting her baby play with knives. And which I just was extra tickled by because my daughter had a butter knife and got me in the eye with
it. Butter knife incident of 2014.
She was born in 2014, so it was probably 2016.
So yeah, it was that awful. Long ago. Melissa still complains about that eye pain. She's so dramatic with injuries. Now, was she on and off blind in one eye for the better part of 6 to 12 months? Sure, but you don't milk it.
It was years. It was years.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Recurrent corneal erosions can be like that. That's actually proven to be an injury.
Anyways, so, hit the bingo dingo review on the show.
I had a fantastic night at the fair. I'm going to do 4.5.
Four and a half.
I had such a fun time with my big kids.
And you, and the only, and the 0.5 that was off is that it was just at a fairground, and that's not the best comedy environment, but it's fun. It's fun in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let me tell you, I've been to some fairs, and we grew up going to the Fair of Fairs. It's the biggest fair west of the Mississippi. It's called the Puyallup Fair. They call it the Washington State Fair. Shut up. No, that's not. You can do it at a truck. You can do it at a gal. You can do it at a rate that your heart won't palpitate. So don't be late.
Do the Puyallup.
So it's a, you know, it's a massive fair. It's huge, huge,
it's
huge.
So big.
Many hot tubs. All the hot tubs that
you could ever get. San Diego Fair is kind of like one strip.
Yeah.
But Puyallup is huge.
But Puyallup is a proper, like, trashy fair. Mm-hmm. The Del Mar Fairgrounds is on the ocean.
Yeah,
you're in one of the, you're not just in pricey San Diego. You're in the expensive area.
It's a classy fair.
It's a classy fair, which shouldn't even exist.
No, because you know? Most
it's like
fairs
a pig in a tuxedo.
Are
it does not
like
work.
At a farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is like a really nice area. Yeah. It's a racetrack too. So that's gotta change the clientele.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's classy
it's
fair.
It's fine china in a trailer home. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you still got the 4.5. Easiest reviewer ever, buddy. thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you next week. AKA about 4 minutes from now when we record the next one. Thanks, everybody.
All right, bye.
Hey folks, want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up tier. That list is Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Code DeGrow, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farrah Journey, David and Melissa Cox, Isaac Taran, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, The Forgotten Friend Reptile Sanctuary, Jordan Cowan, Courtney Ibling, Juliana Smith, Bonnie Galeando, and Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Thank you guys so much for what you give to the pod.